to write notes. I want you to get the CD, and I want you to be intent in reviewing your life going forward on the basis of it. It is important that you understand the mind of God. Grace comes by three major ways. One is God deposits grace in you through Jesus. Two, God puts someone in your life who impacts you with grace. Three, God brings grace through the teaching of his word. And you must understand how to receive this grace in order for your life to be what God wants it to be. It is my prayer that in 2019, no one will fall short of the blessings of God. No one will fall short of what God has ordained for their lives. Father, we thank you this morning. It is a glorious moment, such that has never been, and such that will never be before or after it. That today, Lord, the sixth day of January 2019, we're here in your house. We have worshipped you, we have praised you, we have prayed. Lord, we have also testified of what you have done and continue to do. It is your will that we prosper. It is your will that we be in health. It is your will that we understand your mind. It is your will, O God, that we receive instruction and we be obedient to those instructions. It is your will that our life become a living testimony and a testament of who you are. So, Lord, this morning, you have given me a word to bring to your people. Exposition on kingdom vision and fulfillment. As we begin this journey, I'm asking you that the Holy Spirit himself will enlighten the mind of your people. Lord, that no one here will miss grace that come by reason of impartation of the word. So let your word prosper. Let your power be available to quicken, to heal, to deliver, to strengthen. I thank you that in the name of your son, the name Jesus, your presence is in this house. We bless and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. And the church say a believing amen.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18 is our key scripture this year. Proverbs 29, 18. Yeah, I have 17 through 19. But the key verse there is verse 18. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In verse 19 and 17, what is said in 18 colorates. So verse 17 says, correct your son. I'm reading from the Amplified. Correct your son, and he will give you rest. Yes. He will delight, or he will be a delight to your soul. Verse 18 says, where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. The people lose strength. The people are defeated. But he who keeps the law of God, which include that of man, blessed, happy, fortunate, and envious is he. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, this morning, I come to you, bringing to you clarity to the theme of this year. I come to you as God has given it to me to bring it to you. 2019, the Lord has declared it to be unto us the year of vision and fulfillment.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus, you will have clarity. You have visions and you have fulfillment. In the name of Jesus, your eyes will not be blinded. Your eyes will not be blinded. There will be no scar on your eyes this year.
Amen.
You will see clearly the mind of God for your life.
Amen.
Because you do not live here on earth as a passerby. You're not on earth as one who is existing and then you disappear. God has a purpose, a vision for your life. And the word of the Lord declared that before he formed you in your mother's womb, Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, he knew you, he ordained you, he has a vision for your life. And Jeremiah said, no, I don't believe that. Why? I am incapable of fulfilling that vision. God said to him, do not speak like that. For you shall go wherever I send you. You shall say whatever I have commanded you. He came to Moses, he said, I'm sending you to deliver Israel. Moses said, no, I'm not qualified enough for that vision. Send Aaron. Because I am a stammerer. I can't speak. God said, I am he who created the mount. And I have power over it. He came to Joshua. He said to Joshua, arise. You're going to take these people across Jordan. Don't be afraid, because your problem, Joshua, is you fear too much. I'm going to be with you. I will strengthen you. He came to Gideon. He said to him, my vision for you is that of a deliverer. You must deliver Israel from the Midianite. Gideon said, no. I am the least in my father's house. My father's house is the least in the tribe. My tribe is the least in the kindred. My kindred is the least in the nation. How can you use a person like me? He said to him, be of courage, you mighty man of valor, for you shall accomplish whatever I have sent you. Why have I quoted those scriptures? Seated here this morning, are men and women with divine vision.
Amen.
You cannot fail.
Amen.
You cannot fail.
Amen.
You cannot fail.
Amen.
You cannot fail.
Amen.
Because your life is not accidental. Therefore, you must recognize in your heart that in 2019, God wants to inspire you to the realization of your divinely ordained vision. That vision is all encompassing. It stretches to your family. It stretches to personal life, to financial life. It stretches to relational life. It stretches above all things to kingdom purpose. So your life on earth has meaning. It has an agenda to it. Many of us have hitherto lived our life either scratching around the vision or running away from it. It's either you're scratching around it or you're running away from it. But this year, you shall step into it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So please say with me, 2019. Is my year of vision and fulfillment. Can you say it one more time? 2019 is my year of vision and fulfillment. I will fulfill the vision of God for my life in 2019. And if there is a believer in the house, shout a believing amen. So each year, God unveils to his people what his heartbeat is for their lives and what his expectations are for them. He does so in order for his people to have clarity as to how to position themselves to receive all that he has for them in that calendar year. There are specific miracles God wants to do in your life this year. There are specific things God wants to accomplish in the economy of God, in the calendar of God. There are miracles that must take place in your life. Because each calendar year is not just a 365 days or 356 days, whatever it may be. There are ordained time frame in which God wants to do something through you and in you. And what God does is he reveals to you what his mind is, what his heartbeat is. And what God does and why God does that is that you may take a position. You must take a position so that by standing in position with God, in agreement with God, then you see God moving things for you. And you become one in whose life now God walks through to bring about the fulfillment of what he has ordained to do before the foundation of the world. So it cannot be that 2019 will be like 2018. It cannot be that 2019 will be like 2016 or 2012. Why? It is a unique calendar day, unique calendar year in the economy of God. When you read your Bible, you see references, and the Bible says, and it came to pass in the second month, in the fifth year of the reign of this. It's not just historical postulation of events. It is a revelation that within the economy of God, that was the time God ordained that these things come to be. The Bible says, in this year, in the second year of this, the Lord moved the children of Israel out of Egypt. Because in God's economy, Egypt cannot hold them any longer. Therefore, this year, whatever God has ordained for your life, I pray that you'll be in position. I pray that in the name of Jesus, it will find fulfillment in your life. So do not take the year, as many people do, as just an ordinary year. Yeah, it may be ordinary to so many. But to those who know God, to those who are sensitive, to those who are in position, it becomes moment in time when memorable and tangible miracles and breakthroughs takes place in your life. 2019 is your year of fulfillment. Amen. And God is saying that to you clearly. That is his heartbeat for your life. He wants to see you fulfilled this year. He wants to see you realize vision this year. That is what it is all about. God wants to see you realize his vision for your life. Hallelujah. He does so to create an understanding of kingdom purpose in their spirit, thereby allowing his people to become partners with him in the realization of kingdom agenda in that season. So this year, the question becomes, what is God's kingdom vision for my life? There are souls that need to be saved this year. Your salvation is determined to take place this year. Are you going to be a partner with God? There are family issues that need to be resolved this year. Are you going to be a partner with God? There are things in your life that must drop out of your life this year. Would you partner with God? There are places God is calling you to go to. Will you be obedient? So every year, the Lord brings you to the place where you should function in the capacity of partnership. And in that capacity, he reveals to you what he wants to do in the world. And your part in it. What he wants to do in your family and where you stand, because God will always walk through somebody. God will always walk through people. Will you be in position? Will you allow him to walk through you? Or will you go through this year in such utter selfishness and self-dependency? Will you go through this year thinking just about yourself and what do you think your life is all about? Or are you going to buy into kingdom vision? Are you going to be one who will say, God, I am available. I am available. And when you say it, you mean it. Because if there's anything that is dragging us back in this ministry, is we are not a people who are committed. Our commitment is that which gives God nausea. Because you can't do the things of God with a half-hearted attitude. If the Lord has called me to ministry, which he did, and my commitment to God is based on how I feel. Like today, I've been sick since Thursday with cold and flu. I should be in the house, cover myself, and be nursing myself. But the devil is a liar. Amen. If I can talk, I am going to preach.
Amen.
If I can breathe, I'm going to do the will of God.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how I'm feeling. I woke up this morning and I said to myself, it's a new day.
Amen.
Here we go now, Lord. I'm on my way to church. And I came. And I'm here. And I'm going to do everything that I know is kingdom purpose for me today.
Amen.
And I'm going to go home fulfilled. Because my determination is that God, when you're looking for someone in 2019, you're going to find me.
Amen.
Would that be your determination? That when God is seeking for someone to use, he will find you. Will it be your determination? That when God is looking for someone in your family, he will find you. Will it be your determination? That when God is looking for somebody at the place of work, that was a testimony about someone in this house. His workplace has become his ministry. God could find him. That's a soul today. Gradually being established. Imagine if Jeremiah was not a man who represented God. Would James be here today? Imagine if he never saw an opportunity to say, hey, I'm taking you to my church because I believe in the God that is in this church. Would this man be here today, celebrating 1 year of sobriety? It wouldn't happen. And many of you have opportunities of being witnesses for God. But many a times we're too selfish and too self-centered. My prayer for you this year is that you know that when you refuse God, his work will not stop. But let it be a pleasurable thing in your life to partner with God in kingdom purpose and kingdom vision. The greatest vision of God for us in 2019 is that we'll be soul winners. We'll be soul winners. We'll be soul winners. That evangelism and witnessing become something that we don't think about, but something we do wherever we find ourselves. Hallelujah. So the most important thing that if understood changes the outcome of life for the believer. What is that? Knowing the divine vision for your life. When you understand God's vision for your life, it changes the outcome of your life. It changes your life. It changes your family. It changes your career. It changes your business. It changes the call of God in your life. Why? Because lack of divine vision for one's life leads to frustration, defeat, and unaccomplishment. Now, many of you testify, my life has changed since I came to this church. Some of you have gone to other churches. You were in other ministries. What was the problem? Was it a church? What was the problem? The problem is that in those ministries, grace was not available to you. The quality of the word of the Lord preached and taught was not that can challenge you enough to have a rethink in your life. Or it may be that in those ministry, when it comes to ministry, those who were pastors there did it as a merchandise. Or whatever they were doing, the investment was not for your soul. Why do we take time to invest in your life in this ministry? Why do I take time to say, God, I've spoken to me. Hey, I want to fast with you and pray with you. Why do I do that? I do that because I understand that when any man walks through this door and says, God has sent me to be a member here, the first question is, God, what is my assignment in that life? Why have you brought that person? What is your kingdom vision for his life? The reason why we pray and ask this question from the Lord is so that we can position ourselves to be available to God, so that through my life, through my wife's life, through this ministry, God can bring into fruition and fulfillment that divine vision that he has for your life. Therefore, now you are being challenged. Being challenged in love to become who God wants you to be. Because when you become who God wants you to be, there is no mountain you cannot move. There is nothing you cannot accomplish. The greatest challenge of your life is knowing who God says you are, what God wants you to do. That is your challenge. And it takes divine vision. Therefore, this year, constantly you must ask God, open my eyes to the vision that you have of my life. God, who am I in you? Who am I in you? Who am I in you? What am I called to do? Why am I here? What am I doing on earth? Each day I wake up, why did you give me the breath of life? When such become the very center of your life, you will not miss it. You will not miss it because you become a person of vision. You become a person of vision. Hallelujah. So when we speak of vision, in the natural order, it is the power of imagination. It is unusual discernment or foresight. It is the faculty or state of being able to see. That's vision in the natural order. The power of imagination. It is unusual discernment. It is ability to have foresight. It is the state of being able to see. However, biblically, vision is revelational insight. Vision is what? Revelational insight. Say it with me, revelational insight. Say it again. Why? Because vision, biblically speaking, does not originate from you. Vision, biblically, originates from God. Therefore, God has to reveal it to you. It is not about you imagining something. It is about God unveiling to you what you do not know about yourself. Bringing you to the place of insight into who he is in your life. You can never imagine who God is in your life and you come to the place of power. But when God reveals to you, and God gives you insight into the truth of who he has created you to be. Oh, hallelujah. It changes everything. Revelational insight. Revelation is of grace. You don't come to revelation by yourself. It is of God. It is what we call in theology a gracious bequest, meaning the God of himself. Deuteronomy 29 says so. He said, the things that are revealed, they've been revealed to us by God, that we may learn to fear the Lord and to do his will. So it is God who reveals. You cannot come to the place of divine vision by wishful thinking. You must come to the place of divine vision by you opening yourself to the God of revelation, who will flood your mind. And when you get divine vision, one of the things that happen is that everything that is within your life tells you that that is very impossible. Why? Because divine vision does not find its resources of accomplishment from or by your natural abilities. When he told Gideon, "You're a mighty man of valor," the guy was raking food to hide it. So how can he be a great warrior and he's running away? His natural powers never by any sense could project him to see that he's a great person. But divine vision, when it comes upon you, it contradicts everything natural in your life. It makes your natural abilities look very, very, very insufficient. But the good thing is when you accept divine vision, God now empowers your natural abilities and uses them to accomplish that which is impossible in your own eyes. Hallelujah. So it is of revelation. Divine vision is of what? Revelation. It's a revelational insight into the purposes of God for your life as it relates to your destiny and your life fulfillment. I want to repeat that again. Divine vision is revelational insight into the purposes of God for your life and as it relates to your destiny and the fulfillment of God in your life. So divine vision is revelatory insight. But to what, you may ask? To the purposes of God for your life. That means that each one of you here have a purpose this year. Beyond going to work, earning a living, paying your bills, there is a purpose greater than that. Those are things you do with your natural ability. There are things this year God must ask you to do that is beyond what you could do for yourself. There are things this year God must call you up to that is going to challenge you to defy the laws of nature. It was divine vision that Peter walked on water. Everybody was in the boat comfortably. But he says, if you're the one, bid me to come. And he said, come. And he took step. He defied the laws of nature. And as long as he kept his eyes on the source of that revelation and vision, the Bible says he walked on water. But once he started removing his eyes to look at his natural environment, he started sinking. My prayer for you this year is that as God brings you to vision of purpose, you will not lose sight of God. You won't begin to look at your paycheck. You begin to look at your natural capacity. You begin to look at where you were born. You begin to look at your inadequacy in this area, in that area, in the other area. Hear me and hear me well. Whatever God is calling you to do this year, he will empower you to do it. For if only you can believe, all things are possible. All things are possible. If you can believe. Hallelujah. So biblical vision also is the interpretation of the oracle of God. Meaning by revelation, visions are birthed in your spirit. They come in forms of oracles. Oracles here are mysteries of God. But by vision and revelation, God allows you to be able to interpret them. So you are able now to receive divine wisdom that tells you what you have seen, what God is showing you to do. This is how you're going to do it. Are you with me? That's the interpretation part of it. Now, the reason that is necessary is that decisions must be made on the basis of it. You must make your decisions not on the basis of your intellectual capacity, but of the revelation that God gives you. As you interpret the visions of God in your life, your decisions in life must be made on the basis of that interpretation. You know why many of you missed it last year? It wasn't that God wasn't true to his word. It was simply that even when you came to truth, you made decisions that contradicted what should have happened. Your decisions became that was driven by circumstance, by situation, by feelings, by natural order. But when decisions are made on the basis of revelation, on the basis of understanding of vision of God, there is no how you will not succeed. Hallelujah. 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 Therefore, a prophetic oracle from God is a vision that is meant to bring this direction, clarity, and realization of destiny. When God brings his prophetic vision to you, for example, this year, the Lord is going to use me or anybody else to speak things into your life. That is called prophetic vision. You weren't thinking of it, but it came to you. When it comes to you, please begin to make decisions on the basis of it. Make decisions on the basis of it. Because when you do, you will come to fulfillment. Imagine God telling Moses, tell the people to move forward. And the people say, no, we're not moving forward. Remember that the Red Sea hadn't parted when he said move forward. The Red Sea was still there. And they said, no, we're not moving forward. We'll move backward. What is going to happen? The Egyptians will kill them. So prophetic vision, a prophetic oracle that is vision of God for your life, in most cases when it comes to you, the natural order you're looking at tells you is impossible. It tells you it's foolishness. It tells you it cannot work. It tells you it doesn't make sense. But if you feel that it doesn't make sense and you don't work with it, you get stuck. You get frustrated. So it becomes a necessity that this year you use common sense where common sense is required. You use revelational sense where revelational sense are required. Don't live your life on the basis of common sense. Because your life is not common. Amen. Therefore, the lack of vision leads to failure in life. Anyone who must succeed in any venture must have a clear vision of who they are. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? That's a question I'm going to ask you every day as God reminds me to ask you. Who are you? Because many of you are still living your life on borrowed identity. You live your life based on societal definition. Live your life based on family definition. Live your life based on the identity of your emotions and your circumstances. You know your circumstances can give you identity. Have you read it in the Bible? The woman suffered so much that her name became irrelevant. There's a woman with the issue of blood. Her problem became her identity. Wherever she went, they didn't know her name. A devil is a lie. When you know who you are, it challenges you not only to know your destiny, but also to know who is needed in your life. Because when there is confusion of identity, you bound together with people and things that does not represent who you are. But when you know who you are, you know who should be needed in your life. Because you know where you are going. And when where you're going does not look like those around your life, you got to make a change. You will make a change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the problem is not your friends. The problem is you. The problems are not your friends. The problem is who? When you recognize you, there are people who will walk away from you. You wouldn't even tell them to leave. They just leave. They will leave because no longer can they find any attraction in you. And you don't find attraction in them. It becomes a natural thing. And that can only happen by revelation. By coming to the place of vision of who you are. A vision of what you want to achieve. A vision of where you are going in life. A vision of how to get there. A vision of what is needed for you to realize your destiny. What do you want to become in 2019? Who do you want to be in 2019? Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Where do you want to go? What do you want to achieve? This is critical. Therefore, Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people will perish. The word perish there means that they would be lost. They will lose out. Hallelujah. But when you read there, it says vision of the redemptive revelation of God. Vision of the redemptive revelation of God. So it is not just vision, but the vision of the redemptive revelation of God. So let's break this thing down so that we can understand it. Hallelujah. So what we see here is the revelation here has to do with insight into the redemptive nature of God. God has several natures, but the one we are focusing on here right now is his redemptive nature. Hallelujah. So I got to have insight into that. What is insight? Insight has to do with the ability to see beyond the natural. Insight has to do what? The ability to see beyond the natural. Tell your neighbor, God has given me the ability to see beyond the natural. You got to be able to see beyond your nose. That's insight. Hallelujah. It focuses on one's spiritual ability to comprehend things and their outcome beyond the natural surroundings and prevailing circumstances to which they are tied. When you have insight, it brings you to the place where you comprehend things beyond your natural surroundings. For example, in 2019, you may come to the place where the doctor will tell you you are sick with this. Or this is going to happen to you financially. Insight says, hey, I am going to see beyond this natural thing. And when I see what God says about it, I will make my decision based on what God has said. And I'm going to speak based on what God has said. I'm going to act based on. So insight is the catalyst of behavior. It is what provokes how you behave. Many of you behave the way you behave the insight you have. Why did they look at Jesus, Jeremiah, and they say he's the son of Joseph the carpenter? The guy wasn't the son of Joseph the carpenter. But the insight they have of him is that small boy that was born the other day. We know, they said to him, we know you. We know your mother. We know your brothers. How do you say you are the son of God? Their insight was natural. Therefore, their behavior became that of unbelief. Their behavior became that of doubt. Their behavior became that which caused them not to receive from Jesus. What kind of insight will you have of God in your life this year? Because until you see God for who he is, you can never worship him how he wants you to worship. Until you see God for who he is, you will never appreciate what he does for you. Insight is the catalyst of behavior. It affects your emotion. It determines your speech. It impacts your behavior. The devil is a liar. I pray that this year your insight will not be based on circumstances. It will not be driven and controlled by your environment. That the Lord will open your eyes in such a way that no matter what comes your way, you shall speak like Paul in Acts 27, 22 to 24. The Bible said, he said unto them, be of good cheer. You shall not have any lust of life. The boat will be lost. Everything will be lost. But nobody is going to die here today. Because I had revelation. I had insight. For the angel of the Lord, whose I am, stood by me and said to me, you must suddenly appear before Caesar, and I have given you the life of everyone in this boat. Insight. And what did he say? You guys come and eat. You need strength to swim because we'll soon be swimming. When you have insight, you speak the language that men don't understand. You speak the language of heaven. You speak the language of faith. You look at things and you don't react to them. Reactiveness will die in your life. You become one who responds to things. Those are two different things. Many of you are reactive. But when you have insight, you become a one person who responds. You're in control. You speak language that men do not understand. How can you say we've been lost for 14 days? You're telling me we're going to leave. The commander said, let's start killing everybody. Paul says, nobody will die here today. I pray God gives you insight into every challenge you will face in 2019. I pray God give you insight that will impact the way you look at things, the way you behave, the way you reason, the way you talk, the way you relate. Because when you have insight, it is simple as that. It's simple. You know why people, let me say this. And this year I'm not going to hold back anything, not that I used to. But let me say this to you. When it comes to relationships, insight is critical. Because God can raise a deliverer in your midst, and yet you don't see that person. The challenge becomes you die in your problem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how long have I desired to gather you? But you have refused. Why? You've never seen me to be the Messiah. Therefore, I've left you alone. The reason the Jews opted today are still looking for a Messiah is that the one that came, they never saw him as one. Why? His lineage. Joseph the carpenter. Their expectation. He was coming to restore them to political power. No. As you begin this year, delete from your mind everything you think God should do for you. Allow God to flood your mind with what he wants to do for you. Amen. Because when you come to God, bearing your own expectation that has no correlation to God, then you will be disappointed. And when you're disappointed, you say, oh, God didn't do it. Did he tell you he wanted to do it? Or you told him he must do it. I've told you in this church, God does not Isaac cake. He has never begged. Don't get him into that because he's not going to do it. That's your business. May you have insight. Amen. May you have insight. Amen. May you have insight. Amen. Because when you have revelational insight into who you are, fear will be far from you. The spirit of defeat will be far from you. Giving up will be far from you. Speaking words that are not right to come out of your mouth will be far from you. Where there is no vision, revelational, redemptive truth of God, the people perish. The word redemptive is an adjective, and it means acting to save someone from error or evil. It focuses on God's commitment to saving, delivering, rescuing his people from evil and destruction. So this year, God wants you to have a vision of who he is. Amen. And his commitment in your life to save you from everything that you need to be saved from. Amen. His commitment to save you from everything that you need salvation from. Don't live life, your life this year in fear. For God, your Father, is your Redeemer. I say he is your Redeemer. He is your Redeemer. Therefore, when there is no vision to this truth, ignorance and darkness will prevail, leading to loss of strength for fulfillment in life. When I know who is with me, when I know who stands by me, I will not fear. Though a host comes against me, in this will I delight. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? This I know. What do you know of God? What is it you know of God? Who is God to you? What is that so resonates in your spirit that no matter what happens to your life, you are just there. You know it. You're there. That's God for me. And I'm not moving out of that. It doesn't matter how I feel. Job says, you know one thing I know of him? I know that my Redeemer liveth. That when he has finished trying me, he will bring me forth. I'm not concerned about what you guys are telling me about God. This one I know of him. He is my Redeemer and he lives. Vision of God. Hallelujah. So kingdom vision, therefore, I'm going to round up very soon. I'm going to continue. Is the understanding or insight into the purposes of God for which God has invested himself in your life. So what is kingdom vision? It is your insight. It is your understanding of the purposes of God for which God has invested himself inside of you. Why has God invested himself in your life? That is kingdom vision. When you come to that insight, when you come to that understanding, when you come to that revelation, why Jesus died for you, why Jesus came to the earth for you, why he rose again for you, why the Holy Spirit is living in you, why God has invested himself into your life, that is kingdom vision. Why has God so loved me? Why is it that God is living in me? Why didn't he choose to live in a tree or a dog? Why me? Why me? That is important. That's kingdom vision. Hallelujah. Each one of us here, God has invested in us. Each one of us. There is none of you here who who is without God if you're a Christian? I want to ask you a question rhetorically. Why do you make investments? You make investment for profit, isn't it? You make investment because you feel that market is secured. You make investment because you're looking into something for tomorrow. Why has God invested in you? What profit will God get out of your life this year? Remember, it's not worshiping him. Oh, I will worship God. Forget about that. Angels are worship. God is not lacking worship. Don't go there. He's not. You know, some of you, when you come to church, you think you're doing God a favor. When they say clap, God is not in cold. He's not suffering cold. And that your clap wakes him up. Or that your praises, you know, gets him moving. No. God is always moving back. Have you not read what the Bible says? It says that God himself, he is full in himself. He's the fullness of that filleth all things. There is nothing you offer to God that God doesn't have. There's nothing you bring that changes God. There's nothing you bring that makes him God. God makes music by himself. God, the only thing is that it becomes his pleasure when we do it. So don't tell me I will worship God. That you must do. What profit will God make out of your life this year? You must think about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You must think about it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say with me, Father, I have insight. Say, I receive today the grace of insight. Say it if you believe it. Lord, I receive today the grace of insight and revelation to the truth of who you are, of your investment in my life, of your purposes in my life. In the name of Jesus, I will profit for you this year. I will be a profited person for you this year. In the name of Jesus, somebody shout hallelujah. I have 3 points and I will be done, and we'll pray for the family, give our offerings, and we move on. Amen? Now, the Bible says that where there is no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. It means that your strength of accomplishment and fulfillment is dependent on the revelation of God's redemptive nature that you carry in you. It is also important that you must, of necessity, have insight of who God is in your life and what it means to be a living carrier of God. A living what? Many of you are looking for God. I want to see God. God, reveal yourself to me. You pray that prayer, not so? Okay. Yes, that's a good prayer. But have you looked inside of you? If you're a Christian, who is in you? I shall live in them. I will be their God. They will be my people. He's in you. Do you know that? Do you know that you're a mobile temple? Mobile. Wherever you go, God is there. You carry God. You carry what? You carry who? That's what the Bible says. I didn't say it. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I believe. Verse 16, if I'm correct. Or 6:16, whichever it is, I'll find it out. You are a living temple. You are what? You are a living temple. Help me tell yourself, I am a living temple. Say it one more time. Say it if you believe it. You are a living temple. This revelational insight also means that you come to the truth of the immeasurable. The what? Immeasurable. And the unlimited, surpassing greatness of the power of God that is at work in your life. You come to the revelation of the immeasurable, unlimited, unsurpassing greatness of the power of God that is at work in your life. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. Ephesians 1, 19 to 21. Please, in 2019, live each day with the consciousness of the power that is in you. It is the power of fulfillment. It is the power of victory. It is the power of accomplishment. It is the power that the devil will never overcome. It is the power to do great things. That power is at work in you. The Bible says it is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. So it's a resurrection power. I see you this year giving life to things. It is the power that gives life to things. It's the power of, is a life-giving power. Come to the revelation, a vision of that power. Come to the revelation and vision of realizing as well and accepting it in your life. The role that God have called you to fulfill in your life, you must come to recognizing that role. What is it that God has called my life to do? Come to that revelation. What is it? Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, God has called you to be a witness. Your role is the role of a witness. Your call is the call of what? A witness. Come to that revelation. When you come to that revelation that you are a witness, that your life is that which showcases who God is and the power of God and the glory of God, 2019, you will have fulfillment. Amen. Finally, you must come to the insight and the revelation of the plan of God for this world to which God has called you to be a part of it. That's God's plan, kingdom vision for the world. And God has called you to be a part of it. In Mark 16, 15, he says, you must go into the world to preach the gospel. That is our role. We are witnesses who speak of Jesus, who testify of who he is. So kingdom vision is not about you. It is about what God is doing through you and in you and for you. Hallelujah. 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 So this Sunday we're going to expand on these things and expand more on kingdom vision and fulfillment. Because this year, whether the devil likes it or not, or whether you yourself likes it or not, if you're in this church, you must have fulfillment. Amen. Not joking. God must move you to the place where you're realizing vision and you're fulfilling destiny, because that is the will of God for your life. Bow down your head very quickly because of time. I want you to pray for yourself this morning that you will not miss it. You will not miss it. That this year, the vision of God, of the power of God, of the grace of God, and of who God is in your life, we never diminish. that you will have insight to everything that you will face as to what the mind of God is for it. That you will not be terrified by what terrify other people, but you walk in boldness because you know the outcome of things even as they are happening. That in your life, God will profit. That the Lord will be glorified in your life. God will be glorified. When you have insight into who God says you are, sin becomes a thing of the past. Disobedience, unbelief, those become a thing of the past because you know where you're going. Lord, I commit myself to you, I yield to you that in 2019, Lord, this first Sunday of this year, Lord God Almighty, flood my life with a vision of your purposes for my life. May I not miss it, God. Help me to stand in position. Open my eyes. Grant me insight into the revelational truth of your redemptive power and nature at work in my life, in this ministry. Lord, that we together shall arise to the place of fulfillment. We'll find fulfillment in our homes, in our marriage, in our finances, in our children's life, in our calling. Lord, our expectations according to the revelation of what you want to do for us this year, nothing will stop it. It will come to pass. Flood my mind, oh God, with what you want to do in my life, that I may be in position to pray and partner with you and see it come to pass. There are things you want to do in my life, Lord, that I must partner with you and stay in position to see them come to pass. Lord, today I yield to you. That in my life, these things will find fulfillment. I thank you. I honor you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. And somebody who is alive celebrates.